Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
And time once again for Q&A for HI. Steve, welcome to the program.
Morning, Mick.
Well, this is a bit different. We have a listener spending 5 weeks holiday where there is no TV, so he intends catching up on his reading.
Good on him, Mick, because 90% of TV is depressing. But what's his question?
Well, Steve, he asked your opinion on the five most inspiring or beneficial books that you would suggest he read.
Well, Mick, the first one's easy.
Mm-hmm. And that is?
The Bible, mate. Look, even if you're not religious, this book has such deep wisdom, it can uplift and transform you.
Okay. Right, Steve, number two.
Mate, this is a classic. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Mate, I read it over 40 years ago.
Oh, really?
And Napoleon Hill, he spent over 20 years meeting and studying the most successful men in America. Then he wrote a book about their common modes of thought and action.
All right. Okay, Steve, number three, please.
Mate, it's a bit of left field, but the book Exodus by Leon Uris.
Exodus. What's the Exodus story about?
Well, the Exodus story, it's the founding myth of Israel. It tells how the Israelites were delivered from slavery by their god Yahweh. But the book of the same name by Leon Uris, mate, it's absolutely cracking yarn, and it's the epic story of two generations of Jews striving to reclaim Palestine as a homeland after 2,000 years of dispersion.
Oh,
And the other thing, Mick, it helps you, you know, put in perspective the you know, what's happening in the Middle East today.
All right. There was a bit of a movie about by that. Paul Newman was in it.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's move on to book number four.
The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Stephen Covey's masterpiece. It was written in the 80s, and it helped turn the Covey Leadership Center into a $500 million annual turnover business.
Cool. Now, you've only got one to go, which is number five. I might have a stab at this because you've mentioned this before, I'm quite sure. I could be wrong, but I'm going to go for The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Clason.
Good on you, Mick. Mate, as I said before, the story of The Richest Man in Babylon, it was based on a time over 2,000 years ago, still relative today. And the bottom line message is, save 10% of what you earn. As he said, pay yourself first. Before you pay everyone else, pay yourself 10%.
That's a good idea, I think. Just that I've never done it. Well, Steve, I don't expect that our listener will get through all that in the 5 weeks, but he'll no doubt be a lot better off than spending 5 weeks watching television.
No doubt about that, Mick.
All right, people, 4987-7567, and that's how you get on to Steve. Call the lovely Estelle, or just Google Steve Taylor and go to the Contact Us page. And don't forget, you can have a listen to what we're saying today, and you also go to the blogs.
Thanks, Mick.
Cheers, mate.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.